Well, joining us now is Mike Lindell. He announced today that he is running for chairman of the Republican National Committee. It's making news with Yahoo, Newsweek, and so many other outlets. Mike, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, the news is full. They're bashing me good, some of them, and some are real good articles. It's a good mix. Yeah.
So for those who maybe don't know, you did announce today, you were thinking about it last week, but now you've officially announced this morning, you are running as chairman for chairman of the National Republican Committee. Why are you running?
Well, Ronald McDaniel has failed us. The RNC has failed us. You have the election of 18, big F, 2020, F, 2022, F. The donors came to me, big donors, and also state representatives, and said, from the RNC, from those members, and said, could you run? We need to do something. I don't trust the RNC anymore. These are the donors saying, I'm not going to give another dime. We put in all this money, and they didn't. What did they do? It failed. Well, I'll tell you what they did. They didn't put money where they said they were going to, and that was into election integrity, call it. I call it election crime. Our systems are broke. You can't use the same input and expect a different output, so a different result. And you keep putting in Ronald McDaniel and the establishment, whatever they're doing there, the same old, same old. The more money we raise, the more we're going to win. No, that's wrong. You better make sure your playing field, the field you're playing on, is a fair platform, because our election systems are completely broken.
So, Mike, for those who maybe don't know how it works, because I know we got a lot of emails, people saying, how can we vote for Mike? They can't. Who votes?
Can't. 168 people vote. This is there's three from every state. So that's 150. And the other 18, I think, are already there. It's their, maybe their chair, their
executive committee
or executive committee or something. I'm not sure with the other 18, but it's all within. So you have three in every state, their rep, their state national reps there. And so every state has three, and that's, and then you have the 18. Now it's 168. They vote, I believe it's around January 23rd. So this is coming right up, everybody. And you need 85 to win. Okay, or they do another vote, another vote. Reince Priebus won it, I believe, on the seventh vote back in the day. Another thing, too, is everybody, they don't use machines. It's a secret ballot hand counted. So anyone that's seen Ronna McDaniel, where she reached out and publicized, which they were very upset, a lot of them, publicized their names out there saying, I have the support of over 100 people, and I'm running for re-election. This was what Ronna did the other day. Well, all they did was have her own, you know, her group call them up and say, does Ronna have your support? Well, to get them off the phone, they said, yeah, sure. Well, it's a secret ballot. They're not voting for her, okay? I want to tell you this. I will be calling every single one myself. I've done my due diligence. I prayed about it. I'm all in. And yes, everybody, I will make the time to do it. I will be the best RNC chairperson this ever had in history, because you need to fix it. It's broken. It's like, think of it as a business, Brandon. It needs some very big repair. You can't have all these donors are going to quit donating if you don't get a good result. And right now, our country, just like Governor Kristi Noem said on a show just a couple days ago, we're going to lose our country. And
I think she hinted, I was reading a press report, she was hinting at, we need new leadership at the RNC.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't believe she can, because she's a governor. You know, she can't duplicate herself. And everyone's saying, well, Mike, are you going to have enough time? Let me tell you, everybody, I'm CEO of a lot of companies, but MyPillow being the biggest of 2,000 employees. I have such a great group of people. It's and I don't want to say it's self-run, but I will get calls when there's a deviation, and we will fix it. And so it doesn't, that time is very minimal. And sure, we have big catastrophes that happen when, like, when Walmart drops us, and where you have to take a day and go make some good decisions based on a new foundation or a new footprint you're in. A new footprint. That's where the RNC, they don't react to the footprint this country's in. They think the same input's going to give you the same output. Well, I'll tell you, Brandon, as you know, since November 4th of 20, and even before that, everybody, but let's say November 4th of 2020, I have devoted, I if I had to use an average day, 12 hours into help, trying to save this country and to help do whatever I can to expose what I know and what I've seen, that our election is broken. Our elections are broken. And you take that and you that time, because right now I've kind of gotten to a spot where, you know what, we have over 50 lawsuits in the United States going on right now, not all directly with me, but with knowing about them all, that's just about our election processes and stuff, and other lawsuits that are going to go work their way up to the Supreme Court, and some are already there. And then you have Arizona going on, and I've had experts show things that down in Brazil, what's going on, monitoring that. But it's kind of come to the thing where now you're letting all the great hard work just kind of, let that manifest out. So, and I thought, after I got approached by these guys for the RNC, I thought, you know what? What has been the biggest blockers of all the stuff for the last 2 years for our elections? It's been the politicians, the Brad Raffenbergers, the Robin Vosses, and what do they have in common? Doug Ducey's, Republicans. The politicians there, they let us down. They were the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. But who sat by and did nothing, which is almost as bad, when you promised you would do something? Does it rhyme with Ronna McDaniel and the RNC? That's what it does. That's it. So I said, well, how do you fix something? It's just like here at Frank's Beach, I'm going, you know what? When everybody was suppressing our voice, everybody, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to make my own platform then. I'm going to make my own platform. When entrepreneurs came to me and said, Mike, well, they're taking, we go up on Amazon and stuff, and they copied products made in China and stuff, and we don't have a safe platform to put our products on, made in the USA. I created my store, put into it's Problem Solution or the Lindell Recovery Network, which we talked about on my show tonight. If you're an addiction out there, the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. But the big thing is here, I really believe that and fast. I don't believe, Brandon, when I get in there, that this isn't going to be a 10-year process. You can recognize the problems and get in there and fix it. Now, I will tell this, I'm going to try and talk to every one of the 168 members, and I will tell it straight out if they won't take my call and stuff. People are going to know about that. Obviously, nobody's going to know who they vote for because it's a secret ballot. But if I get one of them that doesn't have the courtesy to take my call so they can tell me, is there anything broken? I want to find out. I want to do my due diligence. And then I want to tell them, here's what I believe can be done. And here's what I'm going to do if you elect me. That's it.
Absolutely. So, Mike, when you win, will you open up the books and let the RNC donors and the conservatives see where all this money's been going?
100%. I mean, they have the right to know that. One of the first things they'll probably do is get rid of all the lawyers that they have now. Obviously, they made some very poor decisions. And my guess is, and I don't know this for sure yet, but they're probably getting a lot of bad legal advice. Hmm. And they're using that for an excuse not to do what they should be doing, protecting their donor money that's coming in with these elections. And Brandon, I don't know who gets to pick, but the candidates that were out there, I want everybody to know this. Anybody out there that said, hey, there's problems with our elections, and they were candidates like Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, in both those two in Michigan. Remember, Ronna McDaniel lives in Michigan. And I know from the people on the ground there, she didn't even call and congratulate them when they won their primaries. The head of the RNC, who lives just a few miles away, they couldn't come over and congratulate them and never put anything behind them. Why, Ronna? Why? Did you have something better in mind for Michigan? Or maybe you're glad now that Michigan got completely run over. It's all the Republicans, all the stuff. It was the biggest blue wave you ever seen, Brandon.
As the head of the RNC, could you and would you be able to make the case, of course, obviously, that the RNC has standing, because we keep hearing, well, they don't have standing. So would you make the case the RNC has standing, and would you then be able to bring some lawsuits at the federal level, the RNC versus who?
Well, let me tell you this. I was told by, and I'm not going to say his name, someone very high up in the RNC, and They said straight out, the RNC 100% has standing in anything involving elections. That's their wheelhouse. And they were also, we had Roger Stone, I believe it was on my show, you guys filled in for me. Roger Stone said straight out that Ronna McDaniel promised in the 2020 election to our great real president, Donald Trump, that, now this is what Roger said, that, hey, you need to get behind me because I need to get money from donors in there, and I can't do anything with the elections till I get this money and get endorsed, and then I can work for this. Now, remember, she was the only committee or chairman ever voted back in or ever elected back in or appointed back in after you failed in a presidential election. You failed, you know, in the second term. Well, you know, we can sit here and go, well, it wasn't her fault. It was because of the corruption of the elections. Okay, that would be a good excuse. But she can't use that excuse. You know why? Because she promised all the donors. She raised, I don't know, $80 million or whatever it was, and she didn't do anything about it, Brandon. She didn't do anything for the elections. She's abandoned Arizona. Where is the RNC? When today, Cochise County stood up, everybody, and said, we're not going to certify. Enough is enough. Where is the RNC to get behind the lawyers down there and get behind these? You know who's going to get behind them and stand behind them with money? You're looking at them.
So
I've told him, I'm having your back, whatever you need for lawyers, whatever you need, I will provide it. I don't care. I'll go borrow more money if I have to, Brandon. Enough's enough. It's bizarre. The RNC does not try and, you know, do they think donors are just going to keep pouring in money and pouring in money for the same results?
Yeah.
They've had it.
Okay, so as chairman of the RNC, you obviously would play a big role of it as well in the Republican National Convention coming up in 2024, and I believe they've decided and signed contracts it's going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What kind of case would you make to the American people as being a very successful CEO and businessman, very good at marketing, very now much in, you know, involved in the country's heading and direction? The Republican National Convention is all about making the case to the American people as to why you should vote for these candidates. As RNC chair, what kind of case would you want to use the RNC convention for to make what kind of case to the American people? What would your big issues be to the American
people? That would be pretty easy because I'd say everybody turn back the hands of time and go take yourself to December of 2019. Whoa, let's get back there. What did our country look like? Merry Christmas. Everybody's lives had improved because of our great real president, Donald Trump. Decisions that were made in politics by our great president, Donald Trump, in spite of all the attacks and everything, decisions that were made then by the Republican Party and by him when he was in office, they manifested to that great time in December of 2019 and everything leading up to it. Wherever your base was in this country, I don't care if you were on the streets or if you're a billionaire, everything in between, your life had somewhat improved, Brandon. Your physical stuff, your the best consumer confidence in history, the lowest unemployment, you name it, it was across the board. And that was because of decisions that were made by a businessman, by a guy that has been there and said, hey, I'm going to silo this problem out. And I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to make a decision. Here's the solution. But also knowing what it will manifest to help people. And that's all people. Remember, the government works for the people. That's all of us. People ask me, Brand, they go, well, Mike, you are. Today, one of the media outlets asked me, well, Mike, you're kind of divisive. You're very divisive. I said, no. I said, that's exactly a lie. You're the only one divisive is you media people and you horrible journalists that are saying that. When I go anywhere, it's uniting the people. Our great president, Donald Trump, the stuff he did with uniting the people. The people are getting united because they know that they benefit from the decisions that can be made by him or by any politician that makes common sense decisions that work for the people. You're supposed to be government for the people. I would have all kinds of points there. I mean, are you kidding? You get when I get in that RNC chair, you're going to have so much money flowing in because we're actually going to show results. First thing you got to do is you got to fix the playing field. You got to get rid of these election these problems with our elections. I.e., get the machines got to go. Everybody knows that. The voter rolls, Brandon. Another thing the RNC does is they, you know, let's talk about the registration. We're going to go door to door and get people to go to vote Republican, and we're going to turn things. Well, Brandon, how is anybody going to, you know, you're turning them to vote Republican, but yet they're looking at, well, what have you guys done? Why, if I vote Republican, it seems like it doesn't matter. You know, wow. It's like we, you know, and so.
Well, when you have more voters on the rolls, more voters in the rolls than actual voters, then it's easy to pull from those for voting, right?
Yeah. You get up to Pennsylvania. That's always my good example, everybody. You have more votes than voters in more votes than voters in Pennsylvania, not just in the 2020 election, but they did it again with Oz and with
Doug Mastriano.
Doug Mastriano, and when, you know, they injected votes into Fetterman, 90,000 votes six times. Every time Oz got close, they front loaded the another election there, and there's about four different elections there. You just know the two that were in the spotlight, but it was so bad because they just pulled from these corrupt voter rolls. And remember, in Pennsylvania, they say that they're, well, you know, there's more Democrats on the voter rolls. It's a Democrat state. No, it's the opposite. If you cleaned up the voter rolls, it's a Republican state. If there's more Republicans, and that's in a lot of these states now, Brandon. I'd have to find one that doesn't have more. The real number is Republican. They have more votes or more registered Republicans, but because the other registered, they haven't cleaned up the rolls. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's non-resident people that have passed away. And, you know, and it's when they can take names like Doug Mastriano in his election, they front loaded almost 400,000 votes for his opponent. And it was right there. And everyone says, come on, Mike, can you prove that? You guys, it's called the Edison Research. Every vote in this country goes through New Jersey, through Edison Research, and they put it out to all the news outlets. We use CNN, okay? We use CNN. That's what our experts used, our cyber guys. We tracked it in real time. And by the way, you also seen votes go in reverse. You can't have negative votes, everybody. This is, you don't go, let's see, 10, 11, 12, 13, 8, 9, 10, 11. It doesn't go in reverse, Brandon. That's not how you count numbers. That's not how you count ballots. So this isn't, everyone says, well, you know, Mike, you know, where do you come up with this stuff? Well, it's right there for everybody to see. It's, you know, it goes through this little monopoly in New Jersey. Now you can say, well, these numbers are wrong. Well, then you better talk to the Edison Research, because are they changing them there? Or is it numbers that come right out of the machines, right out of the voting machines that come there? And then, Brandon, when those numbers eventually make it to the to us and the numbers are confirmed or certified, so to speak. So let's say that you got Arizona now, and let's say that Katie Hobbs decides to certify, even though she can't now because of Cochise County not certifying their election. If she did that, Brandon, do you know right now, everybody, and you should all be getting them, is the cast vote records. The cast vote records do not lie. They show either machine manipulation or no manipulation. And do you know today in Mojave County, Brandon, they were gonna not certify, and they ended up doing it. And it said, those guys said, with duress.
With duress. They admitted on the stand, we do with duress. Like, are you kidding?
They were threatened. They were threatened by, you can't believe what they were threatened by. And lawsuit, you name it.
One of them said people are being threatened with potential felonies.
Yeah. And these are a big lie, everybody. It's a big lie what they're doing. This is called lawfare. And this is basically, this is almost racketeering is what I could say. If you don't do this, you know, it's like what Dominion did to all these poll watchers when they sent them the threatening letters in the 2020 election. And those people got home security systems, but they finally got brave. And Alan Dershowitz is one of their attorneys, and they sued Dominion. But nobody talks about that. You know,
right.
And,
so let me ask you this in conclusion. The big question I have in mind is when you're chairman of the Republican National Committee, you're still going to do the Lindell report every night with me, right?
Well, let's see. We should ask Fox. Does Fox have anything to say about that? No, let's tune in. Let's get to Fox here. What does Fox have to say about me having my report every night? You know, yeah, I want to tell everyone too, and yes, the answer would be yes, because I believe we need to have a voice and we need to have full transparency. The Lindell report would turn into, you know, hey, this could be the report right from the Republican Party, and to see where we're at. Full transparency, everybody, of what's going to go on. And that's what we made Frank's Speech and Lindell TV for. So you can hear what's going on. You can say, instead of having everything suppressed and hid from you, like Newsmax and Fox, I will say to Newsmax today, I did get to go on. I haven't seen it yet. It was recorded and they had to read a disclaimer. We here at Newsmax say that the election of 2020 and 2022 were all completely legit and everything was good. And they had to read that, Brandon, but which is fine. Fox won't even have me on altogether. And do you know that every single journalist, all these reports out there from CNN on down, everywhere,
Your phone is blowing up, isn't it? Your phone's blowing up, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's all the one missing is Fox. Yeah. No, you guys, I have like 100 and some text messages from KSTP. This is a local KSTP.
That's Channel 5 ABC in Minneapolis.
Can you confirm you're running for the RNC chair? I mean, the questions just keep coming. And then I have one person said, those guys on your show, were they from Cochise County?
They were from various parts. They were from various parts of Arizona.
Yes. I'll answer that one. I get off the show. But this is, you guys, and I want to tell everybody that, to wrap this part up is I'm going to call every one of these, 168 people that vote. And, you're going to hear we're going to talk about this every day, right up to that election in January, because if they don't take my call, then they must be part of the problem, Brandon, because I'm not going to sit here and say what we talked about or whatever to them, and I'm not going to call their names out unless they don't, or number one, the ones that back me, if they want the new media to know about it, that's fine, because a lot of them probably don't want to be attacked like they, you know, that the media does. And going full, but there's some that won't care. They're going to go right out there with me in the front. But the ones that don't take my call, I am going to call out and I'm going to say, hey, this person won't take my call. Now that, or won't answer an email. And I'm going to not just, if they don't answer, I'm not going to call them out. I'm going to have their other people, their other, you know, committee members or their other members call them up and say, are you going to, how come you won't take Mike Lindell's call? And then, and if they won't take it at all, I'm sorry, but I will be calling them out, because if you're working for a state and you're the member and you're representing the people, supposedly with this RNC, with the Republican National Committee, then you better do your due diligence and listen to every candidate. You ask me, I'll give you one. I'll throw one at you right now, Brandon. I know you've asked me this and I said no, but now I'm going to say yes. On your show, if you get Ronna McDaniel here, I will debate her on your show. How's that?
And I will be a fair moderator, Rona. We've met before. We met briefly this year. I'll be a fair debate moderator. We'll just set a clock. All I'll do is keep track of the time. I'll do the intro and the outro. And other than that, I'll just keep track of the clock so everybody gets a fair shot at it. So it'll be completely fair right here on Brandon House Live.
That would be great.
So that's so, I, the news. That's the headline tonight. Mike Lindell challenges RNC chair, current RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel to a debate on Brandon House Live.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, Brandon.
Thank you, Mike.
God bless you all.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
You guys. Thanks for all the support out there. And we're going to win this.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Lindell checking in, folks. This is going to get exciting. I guess we got some work cut out for us between now and the end of January on the Lindell Report, right? I think you have plenty to talk about as well as here. And we'll keep you posted on that.